Hello and welcome to my podcast this week. Happy Mardi Gras to all of those who celebrate Mardi Gras, as I have for most of my life, and all of us in Louisiana, North and South, really get into the Mardi Gras spirit. It's next Tuesday, the 24th of February, and that's the last big celebration before Lent. I know we've got a lot of people that listen to my podcast worldwide. If you go to the left side of my homepage, you will see a map showing you where people come to the site from. So if you're not from Louisiana, we really take Mardi Gras seriously. It's a huge event. It's been going on for weeks now, and it culminates in the weekend before Mardi Gras with parades going on virtually every hour in New Orleans, all the surrounding areas. And of course, it's taken very seriously in most of the state now. Up in Baton Rouge, my home, we have a huge Mardi Gras parade on Saturday, which is called the Spanish Town Parade. Some 100,000 people attend that parade, and they'll take place all over the state. Used to be the rednecks north of Baton Rouge wouldn't really get involved in Mardi Gras, but now they do big time, and it's a huge celebration. And I think it's interesting that the president will be giving his State of the Union message on Tuesday night, the night of Mardi Gras. And of course, the celebration will be massive. He's not going to get much of an audience in Louisiana, but it's a very important speech. And what's also important is that our governor, Bobby Jindal, will be giving the response from the Republicans. First time a governor like that has been honored in some time, probably the youngest person to ever give the speech. Giving a response to what the president has to say. And really, it's a hallmark, a line in the dirt draw for Jindal, in my opinion, because he can do a number of things. He can be somewhat parochial, talk about Louisiana, all of he's done, and the additional help we need, that really is not going to engender a lot of interest on the East and West Coast and other parts of the country. Or you can take the president head-on the stimulus package. Jindal said, and he was a member of Congress, that if he were voting on the package, he would vote against the president's stimulus package. And even though Louisiana, if you add up all of the benefits we'll get, all the various programs coming down here, including the tax breaks, we're approaching $7 billion. And when you consider a state like Louisiana is some $2 billion in debt, is what the legislature has to deal with right now, it's pretty hard to snub your nose at that kind of money. And for Jindal to say that maybe he won't even take a lot of the money. He is advocating a strong Republican conservative philosophy. And so here's the question I raised in this week's column that I wrote, you'll see on my website, is what's going to weigh out, philosophy or practicality? And that's the question at hand, because Jindal may be posturing for his national audience, but when all is said and done, he's not going to turn down that money. And by the way, in the provision, there was a South Carolina congressman who has their governor over there, Governor Sanford over in South Carolina, who says that he may not take the money, he lobbied against it in Washington. And so there is a Republican congressman, Jim Clyburn, who's a Democrat. He said, I'm not going to stand for that. He put a provision in the stimulus package saying that if the governor wouldn't accept it, the legislature could accept it. So it builds an interesting scenario, kind of a line in the dirt. If Jindal says he's not going to take certain sums of the money, the legislature says we need it, we darn well are, then you've got a real demarcation line being drawn and a real fight that's going to take place in our legislature that begins in April of this year. So what will Jindal say on Tuesday? Will he take the money? Interesting questions going on right now to all of us to ponder on. And I wrote about it in my column that's on the front of my website this week. I also gave you some links where you can see what CBS News, what some of the local television stations are saying about Jindal's line in the dirt, if you will. Mardi Gras time's right around the corner, like I say. I hope that those of you that celebrate like I do, you'll have a safe Mardi Gras. I'm going to take in the Spanish Down Parade in Baton Rouge on Saturday with my granddaughter, my grandniece, my daughter and her son-in-law, at a big family gathering at this huge parade. We go to a local eating club and have a good bite to eat, and then we go out and watch the parade right in front, and that'll be our gathering on Saturday. I do my radio show this Sunday a little different time. We've got NASCAR on my radio station now, and so that throws us up in the air. I never know just when I'm going to be on. I'll be on this Sunday, which is the 22nd, from noon to 3:15 p.m. of all times. I don't know why that's worked out, but it's built around some of the NASCAR events, so I'll be on for a little over 3 hours on Sunday. We'll will be covering the Mardi Gras parades both in New Orleans and throughout the whole rest of the state, and also talking about a variety of issues. So I hope you'll tune in. You go to this website right here at the top. If you'll see, there's a link you can hit, and you'll be linked to my radio program on this, on my website here. No matter where you live, it's worldwide, and I hope a lot of you will try it and tune in. So happy Mardi Gras. Hope you'll all enjoy yourself. Good luck to Bobby Jindal in his speech. I hope he makes a nice impression. We're all for our governor being successful, and I hope he uses some good common sense in how he addresses the nation, and we'll see so on Tuesday. You folks have a good week out there, and I will talk to you next week right here on the Jim Brown website.